Just a few minutes into this new year, 12:33 a.m. Eastern Time this morning to be exact, NASA's New Horizons spacecraft flew by Ultima Thule, an object 4 billion miles from Earth, further away than any other object ever explored by humanity. Here's Alice Bowman, Mission Operations Manager, after New Horizons sent back a signal a few hours ago.
We have a healthy spacecraft. We've just accomplished the most distant flyby. We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission at 200 UTC today. Science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
That's it.
Yay. Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine, has been watching all of this. He's at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, where the New Horizons Mission Operations Center is. Kelly, sounds like quite a moment.
Boy, it sure was. And it was a little bit tinged with anticipation and concern, because not because the spacecraft might fail, but because they really didn't know exactly where in space this object was. It was only discovered 4 years ago, and very, very little is known about it.
Yeah, it's not a planet. It's in the Kuiper Belt. What is it, and what's the Kuiper Belt?
These are literally pieces of stuff that are left over from the formation of the solar system. They're about half again as far away as Neptune is from the sun. And this one is only about 20, 25 miles across. It is literally a Rosetta Stone that can teach us how the solar system came together.
Is it possible, are we reading that this might have been there at the beginning?
Exactly so. And, you know, what we're looking for is it's probably an icy object, like a comet that hasn't come close to the sun. It's been in the deep freeze way out there since the beginning. So it should have all of the chemicals on it that it formed with. And that's what's really key here.
So these people must be so excited, you know, with the New Horizons. It also flew past Pluto in 2015, sent back the sharpest images we've ever gotten of Pluto. Where else is it heading?
Well, it's heading out of the solar system, escaping the sun forever. This might be the last object that New Horizons gets to see. We've only seen the barest glimpse of it yet because the best images have yet to come down. But it looks a little bit like, in the fuzzy image that we see, a little like a bowling pin, or like two objects stuck together, a peanut, if you will. And that tells us something about its dynamical history. But until we get the best images, which will start tomorrow, we'll just be guessing.
Well, Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine, thank you so much for being right on the story for us today, and congratulations to scientists everywhere.
See you, Robin. Take care.
See you. And by the way, speaking of which, this music, it's called New Horizons. It was released today by Brian May. You know, he's the lead guitarist for Queen, but he's also an astrophysicist. He was a contributing scientist to New Horizons. Go to his Twitter feed. He's been following all of this. This is the song he wrote for this. Quite a day.